This is Elva with the KXEI Conversation on Earth Day 2021. The local nonprofit Ironwood Tree Experience recently worked with local youth who participated in the Desert Youth Heritage Project, a tapestry of intersectional environmental stories from the perspectives of young people at home in the Santa Cruz River Valley. The project guided young interns through exploring the place they live, interviewing their families to discuss and discover their heritage, hearing from local experts, and sharing their own stories. Today's conversations are about the environment and social issues that impact them and their desert home.
Hi, my name's Isaiah Haley. I'm currently enrolled at Pima Community College, and my family arrived at the Santa Cruz River Valley in the mid-1950s. The way I connect to the microcosmic natural world of Tucson, yeah, that awesome place with the jaw-dropping sights when the sun goes down or even when you see me walking down the street, that Tucson, Arizona is definitely the place to be. But aside from that, by focusing my awareness solely on the present and acknowledging every sense I've been blessed with, while immersed in the biodiversity of my Sonoran Desert, I'm able to connect with the land on a very personal level. Although the sky islands surrounding Tucson aren't the same habitats of the Sonoran Desert, which reflect in the ecotones defined as the boundaries between different plant communities, those parts in between are my favorite. For instance, a 30-minute drive from my house to Madera Canyon exposes me to sounds I cannot hear anywhere else in this desert. And that's because it's specifically acclimated to the mountain's altitude, allowing for deer, coatimundi, turkeys, and all sorts of critters to roam peacefully. But the strong, crisp breezes, flowery fragrances, plants equipped with beautiful alleles, azure skies, and phenomenal sunsets are all way, way, way too easy to appreciate. The microbial life like protozoa, algae, fungi are some of the smaller things not too many notice, but with a microscope, a whole new world opens. Looking for rocks is also pretty awesome, and finding iron-stained quartz, silicified monzonite, malachite, there's like an endless amount of cool crystals you could find. Especially when you have a friend with you, you guys could compare them, or if you find some stakes you could fight with. Those are some pretty fun times, but aside from all that stuff, I'm not hoping to do anything for this place I call home. But I do aspire and pray that when I leave on this journey for who knows how long, in just a couple of months to California, I'm able to return with skills and gifts for my community that'll not only improve our qualities of life, but also maybe help us become better versions of ourselves. And as many Tucsonans can attest, we are all currently facing many challenges within our community. Based on EPA data from 2014, I found that the risk of contracting cancer because of air pollution is 38 in a million for residents. But I worry that because of COVID-19's long detrimental effects on many people's lungs, that number may rise since their respiratory systems are weakened, meaning they're more susceptible to such contaminants. There's a multitude of things that I feel should have light shed on them. But as for right now, culminating new ways of life to make a genuine change is my aspiration for Tucson. I think reconnecting with nature may be a part of it, but as for now, I'm doing the best I can to be who I need to be to make the changes I want happening. I like to lead by example, so I'd urge everyone to be the greatness that you want out of life. Inspired to be inspired and think with empathy before making decisions that influence your life, as well as others.
This is Elva with a KXEI Conversation on Earth Day 2021. To see the full project, visit ironwoodtreeexperience.org. You can find all of the interviews and links to the project at kxei.org.